Good morning, Doug, and good morning to your listeners. Happy days, happy days. People are genuinely just glad to see things back to normal, and particularly for the industry holders who make a living off of this. Obviously, they're ecstatic about the opportunity to start providing for themselves again and be independent. So I think all around people are happy. I know some people are a little bit upset that as traffic is starting to come back again, particularly as we are starting to work on those road infrastructures downtown. But generally, people are happy. I've actually had people say, you know, they just went downtown just to look at the ocean and see those ships in harbor. So a lot of people are excited in respect to it.
I love it.
We definitely are going to be taking a very slow, gradual approach to this. We don't want to get back to those crazy numbers as before, but we want to get back to a sustainable level of cruise tourism for our industry.
Yeah, you know, by the way, I got to put my hand up. I'm one of those nerds that went down there because I just wanted to see the cruise ships in harbor. I love that energy. I love the excitement of all the people running around there, and it was just kind of nice. I like it. You guys are taking kind of a conservative approach. Are we ever I guess you answered your own question there, or the question I was going to ask you. No more 4 or 5 cruise ship days with like 21,000 cruise shippers? Is that not going to happen again?
Well, we're definitely going to try our best not to have that. The way to try to deal with that is work with the cruise lines to spread the cruises out more evenly across the week. But that sometimes become problematic, and sometimes you can't get away from it. But what we're doing right now is working on a long-term strategic strategy for cruise and making sure that it's a sustainable approach rather than the overloading that we used to have before. So while the industry is trying to slowly ramp back up, I think that it'll be working in perfect timing. By time the whole industry in the region is back at full force, we'll know exactly what number that is at and how to approach that strategy. Because you're right, we don't want to have a situation where we have 5 ships downtown with that amount of people, because it affects the product delivery. The tourists don't really enjoy themselves. But more importantly, it affects us locally. But sometimes you can get so crowded that you never actually get an efficient business model. And you just make the customers unhappy, and it hurts our long-term product. So it's in the best interest of everybody, locals, industry, tourists, and everybody alike, to have a better sustainable model that can run reasonably smooth while everybody still makes a good dollar off of it.
Boy, Kenneth, you're such a hands-on minister, and I love it because you're the one that's out there shaking hands and meeting the local stakeholders as far as tourism, and you're the ones that are rolling out the red carpet and doing the water cannon things for all the planes and meeting all the folks and stuff. That's really exciting. What are you hearing now as far as, like, from some of these hotels and these businesses? And we reported on it, by the way, in the Cayman Compass, that nearly 1,000 they said 1,000, that might be shooting high, job opening still in that tourism and hospitality sector. What's your take on that, and what is a short-term fix, you think, for government?
Well, I mean, the most important thing right now in respect to labor is ensuring that Caymanians get an opportunity at these jobs. Now, one thing we have to recognize, though, that there is not enough Caymanians to fill all of those posts. We have to accept that. But we are trying our best to work with industry to say, listen, the most important reason why we opened the country up and taken these risks from a COVID perspective is to give our people, the Caymanian people, the opportunity to work. So we're going to continue to do that as long as possible, but it's up to our people to come and take those opportunities, because the businesses do still have a right to say if there isn't a Caymanian available, that they have to be able to have access to the labor they need to run an efficient business so we can deliver a good tourism product. So that's where we're at right now. That balance sometimes gets a little bit tricky because, you know, some people are saying that, you know, oh, we can't find a Caymanian. And we're saying, work a little harder. We're going to be there for you. We're not going to make your business go down, but you have to play your moral part in the bigger picture for Cayman, which is getting Caymanians back to work. Because ultimately, the cost comes back on the whole population by way of having to take care of people with stipend, with the NAU assistance if people are not working. So the ultimate goal is getting all Caymanians working. After that, if there's any extra labor that we need, the Labor Department will definitely grant those work permits for those persons, but it has to be a Caymanian first labor approach to this matter.
You guys ran on that, and you have said that all along, and you've walked the walk and talked the talk with that. Hey, real quick on the airlines. Now, it's exciting seeing these new, and, you know, here at the Compass Building, you've been in this building, you've seen planes fly in on a regular basis here because we have a clear shot to the airport. It's kind of exciting seeing the Deltas and the American and the Uniteds and the JetBlues coming back. Is it as exciting for, obviously, for the tourism department and for the tourism product as a whole, seeing all these planes coming back in? This is probably like you're witnessing this, saying, okay, we're getting back to business.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm really happy to have those top brands, which have a large connect within the United States, across the Midwest, the West Coast, and up north in the New York, New Jersey area, where many of our stakeholders are at. So they're a very key part, particularly Delta and United and American that you highlighted. So I'm really glad to have them back on board. I'm even open, and I've been telling the industry, and that is the flight industry and the airline industry, listen, we're open to even more airlines coming to the Cayman Islands, because stayover is where the bread and butter comes from. They spend more money than the cruise passengers, and I know there's an appetite out there to say a lot less cruise, more stayover, because you get better spend for less amount of people, which ultimately helps our environment by having less traffic. So we're focusing more on the stayover than cruise, but cruise is still a key component to our tourism model in respect to the bigger picture.
What about Cayman Airways? Now, we have had discussions here of people that are excited that have family or friends that live in California and the United States, and you had mentioned something a while back, and I want to know how serious you were about it when you mentioned it, about Cayman Airways discussing flights to L.A., which would be include the Hollywood and film industry, and in San Francisco, which would include Silicon Valley and all those tech businesses there. Is that still in the game plan anytime soon?
Well, Doug, you can be able to say to the whole country, you're the first one to report it. We are going to LAX, and we'll be making some announcements before the end of this year of exactly when we're going to launch that date. I'm really excited about it, but from the film industry, you're 100% right. We are going into LAX, and we'll be doing that before the end of this year. So right. You can be the first one to report it, to say the minister announced it on your radio show.
Love that so much. And one last question here, because people are asking us to ask you, what about the mask mandates? You see them being dropped in Canada as of Monday. The UK dropped them a while ago. Many U.S. states, many different countries dropping a mask mandate. I know we're going to conservative, but at what point are you guys going to have a discussion about us not having to wear masks like into the grocery stores?
Well, for one, we want to give the private sector the opportunity to make their own decisions in respect to that. Right now, it's still mandatory for inside, but we see us having that discussion about withdrawing that after the first phase of cruise. Because obviously we accept that the first phase of cruise, which is for 4 weeks, brings you a little bit of a higher level of risk in respect to COVID. So let's see how that works. Watch the numbers. Hopefully no spike in COVID positives. And then we can have an assessment there. We are aware that majority of the population is moving past COVID. And that's exactly what we want the country to do, is to be safeguarding yourself, but start to get back to normal. But you are right. The government takes a more conservative approach. It's always best to do that, and the safety of your people. So we ask them for a little bit more patience. I think by the time that 4 week period, which is actually 3 weeks now, that we can have a review of that. And if nothing conspires against us in respect to the COVID environment, I'm certain that we can be able to make an announcement in that respect, because we do see that as the next step of learning to live with COVID. But we're always been last to change these regulations because we're a conservative approach, and we're going to maintain that. But hopefully it will be for very much longer, and I beg the public and the community for their patience in the respect to that.
Awesome. Kenneth Bryant, by the way, the hardest, I'll still say this, and I'm going to die on this hill, the hardest working legislative assembly member, the hardest working member of parliament here in the Cayman Islands, and a guy that represents 110% for the Caymanian people. You are awesome. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate it here jumping on with Gold, my brother. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
One love, my brother. God bless.